Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Others at 9 o'clock. Some came at 12 o'clock. Others at 3 o'clock. And the Bible said some also came at the I'm just checking whether you know your Bible. At the 11th hour, we are the 11th hour people. The 11th hour people. Say amen. And so I want the 11th hour people to open their spirit. This is a man of God. TDM Kayan, Mr. O. Untie, say, yeah, Untie, 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 Untie. Yeah, this is a man of God. He loves God, he fears God, and he works with God. Open your spirit and your heart. Yesterday, before Dr. Avivo started, I was saying something that there are so many people in this generation that they want to know who you are, what you have, where you live, what you drive. Before they respond to you, the people who have the Spirit of God don't wait for all that. Yeah. Deep call it unto deep. Iron sharpened iron. That's what happens, guys. And so this man of God, you don't need to know his style and all that. Just open your spirit, and the Lord will use him tremendously to touch your life and bless your life. Oh, clap your hands, oh ye people. Whilst we spoke, Apostle was talking to me and was telling me that Reverend Elvis was his mate in school. I said, huh? Dr. Justice Avivo was my mate in school. He said to me, he said they did ministry together on campus. Wow. I mean, to me, she group will be our synchrophone. And then he can lift up a group. To God be the glory. Are we good to go? Are you ready? You're good to go. Without much ado, please. We are welcoming Apostle and Lady Apostle to Alabaster International Ministry and Bonsa Memorial Temple. Are you screaming? Apostle Randy Impact and his beautiful wife.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's giving Jesus Christ the Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. He thanks to the Holy One. He thanks because He's given Jesus Christ the Son.
married.
The water sold my soul. Long after me.
Who also abandoned?
Yeah, you alone are my heart. Desire and I long to work. Yeah, as the dear.
Begin to speak in the language of the Spirit. Of Apostle
Randy's Society.
Lesuri bikora baba shada bara bara bara. Zene ne 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 bikora baba shada bara bara bara. Librando rama mashada bara bara. Kudi bidi zondi bidi bikara bara bara. Librando rama mashada bara bara bara. Lesora baba raba laba libi libi araba laba. Inna raba basha da baraba laba libi libi araba laba. Araba basi libi libi karaba basho da libi libi libi. Inna raba laba libi libi araba laba laba laba. Shada baraba laba. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Eternal Father, we are grateful. We are thankful. Sweet Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence. Thank you for what you are about to do tonight. Father, anoint me again. Anoint these lips of clay. For Lord, you know that in my ability, I have nothing to say. But I know that when you fill my heart with your words, you can speak through me, Lord. Let the sick receive their healing. Let the hopeless receive hope. Let the lost come back to you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Visit us again. Revive us again. Help us again. Lead us again. And in the end, we'll be careful to say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. You can add a shout of praise.
Apostle Randy Impact Osai Bidiakin.
Hallelujah.
All right. Please take your seat. I think the media team is trying to play.
Apostle Randy is also the founder and executive director.
Overseer of Grace Citadel Church, a vibrant, fast-growing, Christ-centered, charismatic, and evangelistic mega church, whose headquarters is located on the beautiful ridge of Eburi Konkonuru. Randy is a lifestyle soul winner. Through obedience to the call of God, 33 churches have been planted in 5 years, while many more are underway as the Lord leads.
Apostle Randy is also the founder and executive director of Randy Impact Missions International, RIMI, an evangelistic ministry with an audacious vision to witness to 100 million souls in the lifetime of its founder. RIMI is involved in all manner of outreaches with the sole aim of reaching the unsaved and the unchurched, especially in villages and rural communities, with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whilst administering support to the underprivileged and marginalized in society. Through this missionary arm, Randy Impact Missions International has reached thousands of people through community outreaches, radical evangelism, bus-to-bus outreaches, prisons, crusades, donations, and church planting across over 34 communities.
The most recent two-day mega crusade, which took place in Bole, Savannah region, Ghana, was a huge success, with over 4,000 souls receiving the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, medical aid, and some food supplies. Before the Lord called him into full-time ministry in 2017, Randy oversaw a successful media, publishing, and advertising empire with multiple businesses under the Caris Group umbrella. Due to his exploits in the business space, he won many awards such as 13th Most Influential Young Ghanaian, named among the 100 Most Influential Young Africans, named as Joy FM Unique Achiever in 2014, named as Extraordinary Business Creator in 2016 by MM Focus Magazine, Young Professional Role Model Award in Entrepreneurship 2017 by YPYC, named among top 50 young CEOs in Ghana 2018, named among 100 top speakers in Ghana 2019, and many others. But Randy abandoned everything under the instructions of the Holy Spirit to start a ministry in his hometown in order to win the lost to Christ. Randy is an alumnus of Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, Kumasi. He is married to Lady Reverend Lois Osai Bidiakon Esquire, a lifestyle soul winner and lawyer, who also abandoned her law profession to support the man of God in full-time ministry. She is the first zonal pastor in the commission and currently oversees the Citadel Mission School, Citadel Orphans Club, and Citadel Feed the Aged and Poor Initiative under the Grace Citadel Church mandate. They are blessed with two daughters, Lauren and Renelle.
Be called into his service, and I would like to appreciate the prophet of God, the man of God, the voice of our generation. I love this man so much, I can't explain it. Jesus of one year. Hallelujah. You know, I discovered him somewhere in 2017 when the Lord called me. It was a very difficult time for me. So I was leaving everything and going to my hometown. And I didn't know what to do. So when I went there, one of the main challenges was how to communicate. Because assignment no meant that I was a meketri. Assignment ni nyina was a meketri. Me hwe mo anso a obi nya obi a che se obi tumi a chere chere me chi no. So all of a sudden I just saw you and I said, "Hey, who is this?" The boy is you. I saw this wild Pentecostal fire. And I said, this is what I need. So what I did was that I was on your page 24/7. Because I was a Mission West, no, she, no, quotations, no. Now me to me go preach. Auntie, I can listen to a whole message and I'm writing. Yes. Message that when your brain will preach it. I'll be writing the message. So I realize that it's helping me. It's really helping me to perfect. She know, said the Bible, because I didn't go to Bible school and I didn't know. I've not read the tree Bible before. It gave me this confidence. There's no message that a whole page in this way I've not listened to. Yeah, there's no message. There's no message. That was like a school for me. And I looked at you in the market. I used to see your church, nice people in the marketplaces. I was so encouraged that if he's doing it, and I meet out to me, cabro for me to say no. Slangs we near has slangs. And the mami who said no, man who ako school, man who ni mde, nemo odunyame, odunyame. That's it. So I was actually looking up to you a lot, and I'm still looking up to you. And so that fire to go out there. Maybe call hope when it's here. Meet me show. Just that energy na no day. And yeah, just me ban out the segue, sir. But I realized that I had a certain inspiration and motivation. God raised you up for some of us. And you have been a great blessing to me, my ministry. I never thought that this day will come. I never thought that this day will come. But for me, from afar, you've been a great mentor. A very great mentor. And I have had no shame for the gospel. I have had no diplomacy for the gospel. Because I've seen you do it in the marketplaces. So when I go to the villages every Wednesday and I'm preaching, I have Kofi Odro in the back of my mind. Yes. Sir, God bless you. You are such an amazing man. I love you so much. And keep firing. You have no idea the kind of people you are transforming. We love you. In our church, we love you. Even this year, Mutim, no. One day, me church, Rana. Because for our theme, no. The whole service was about Mutim, no. Hallelujah. Next year, Nyansa. So say, we love you. We love you. Church, let's celebrate the voice. A great man of God. An amazing man of God. An anointed man of God. A powerful man of God. Oh my, oh my. Thank you so much for being you. Anopebianzu mitie. Yes, of one yenye. Yes, of one yenye. Unti you crow beti. You are such a blessing. And then your wife, Mama Dede Rita. What an amazing woman. Mommy, God richly bless you. We love you so much. I follow you as well. I watch when you have to teach midweek services. I look at how you are preaching, how what you are saying, and I just see a power couple doing the work of God, and it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Mommy, Nami shall be brave. Nami shall for being a blessing. Alabaster Church, I want you to know that you have a great gift. You have a great gift. I see this as my church because I've not seen a fearless man of God like this before. And so, I want to beg you, hold him well. Yes, hold him well. Hold him well. Honor him. Be a blessing to him. Church, I also want you to help me to appreciate my wife. The latest lady reverend in town. Prof, when the Lord called me, we were in business together. She was my executive director. She resigned from SNIT to join me because the company was big and we needed more hands. And then the Lord called me and it was difficult. One day, me die, I'm sorry. Now we need to my friend, no, I'm saying, honey, oh, I say, me will crew more. Yes. And I told her, oh, yeah, then, oh, I was saying, I'm afraid, oh. Amazing. To me, cause I'm a family wife. And I am sorry, as you see. Yes. She's an amazing woman. She loves the Lord. She is eternity conscious. And God richly bless you. I'm blessed also to have my mommy here. She's celebrating her birthday today. My mother is in church with me. I feel like Jesus sometimes. My mother is in my church. My father is in my church. My siblings are in my church. I'm the first pastor of the family. It's so wonderful. Mommy, happy birthday. God bless you. I love you so much. I also have some council members in our church. Please, council, raise your hand. Give us a wave. God richly bless you. Hallelujah. And then the team I came with. Pastors, church planters, shepherds, SEOs, PUTs. God richly bless all of you. All the preachers that have come before me, I told Reverend Elvis, "Wapong meeting." But Manuel Zina, Dr. Avebo, Subai, and the Akoye said, "Eradim peso wapong meeting." I salute all of you. Reverend George Nate, I have not met him physically, but I was in a fellowship on campus that was highly connected to him. So I've known the father's house and known him from a distance. And also, Dr. Avevo, I used to pray with him on campus. We are not in the same, we are not mates, but we are colleagues. We are all from KNUST, together with Reverend Elvis. We all went to the program. Now I said, KNU, I was so Yibi Maligon for. Hallelujah. I want to salute all of them. Dr. Vevo, Reverend Elvis, God richly bless you. And then those who will come after me, Apostle Obin, and then a prophet Job. God bless all of you. More grace. And then also everybody that is here. Alabaster, we love you. God bless you. Please take your seat. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tonight, the Holy Spirit is going to have his way. He has started working through those who started the conference. And I'm excited that the prophet of God chose me to be part of this beautiful conference. There are some men of God here that I've noticed. I share the same father with Prophet Akko Nai. He's my brother in the spirit. Man of God, God richly bless you. I met Pastor Samba when I visited Reverend Elvis, such an amazing man of God. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Pastor Jerry Panu is a very good friend. God bless you. And then I've seen Reverend Edward. God richly bless you. And all pastors in the house, God bless you. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 to 6. I am speaking on a message I've entitled Revived for Soul Winning. I went before the Lord to inquire from him whether I can change my message, because the Lord gave me one message. And I don't know when I'm going to change that message. I may never change that message. And for the past 5 years, this is the message I've been preaching. To the point that one time I preached so much on soul winning, one of my leaders came to ask me, is there not another message to preach? And I told him that he may as well find another church, because this one here will not preach about anything. So when I was coming to Alabaster, I asked the Lord, say, A.B. Obema, me 7 principles for wealth creation. Bina. And Obema, me telephone number, me enu bina. I prayed and prayed, and the Lord said, message now. Go and preach the message I have called you to preach. Genesis chapter 6, verses 5. The Bible says, the Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. That word troubled is the same word concerned. God became very concerned for humanity. He became troubled. He became anguished for humanity. Turn with me again to John chapter 3, verses 16. Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Please lift your right hand, put it on your chest. Say this after me. Say, God, speak to me. Say, Lord, speak to me. Say, Holy Spirit, speak to me. In Jesus' name. There's a pastor. His name is Curtis Hudson. He said, the only alternative to soul winning is disobedience to Christ. A missionary to China and Thailand, an old missionary called Isobel Kun, said these words. She said, I believe that in each generation, God has called enough men and women to evangelize all the yet unreached tribes of the earth. It is not God who does not call. It is man who will not respond. William Booth is the founder of Salvation Army Church, one of the most powerful churches that have existed on the face of this earth. He said this, not called, did you say? Not heard the call, I think you should say. Put your ear down to the Bible and hear him bid you go and pull sinners
out of the fire of sin. Put your ear down to the burdened, agonized heart of humanity and listen to its pitiful wail for help. Go stand by the gate of hell and hear the damned entreat you to go to their father's house and bid their brothers and sisters and servants and masters not to come there. Then look Christ in the face, whose mercy you have professed to obey, and tell him whether you will join heart and soul and body and circumstances in the march to publish his mercy to the world. William Booth organized a pastor's conference when he was aging and bringing his life to a close. It was a big conference. He could not attend the conference, unfortunately, though they were expecting him. It is said that when everybody had settled and they were waiting for William Booth, he sent a telegram and he said he could not come, but he has a message for the people. They took the telegram, stood before the people. Everybody was ready to listen to the message. They were eager to hear many words, but the telegram read one word, and the word was others. Others. That was the entire message. The import of that message was that our Christian life is supposed to be for others. Our existence is supposed to be for other people. And so if you are a Christian, you should understand that God has called you not for yourself, but God has called you for the sake of others. The word revive is coming from the Hebrew word haya, which is spelled C-H-A-Y-A-H. The word haya means to restore something that has lost its original purpose and intent to its one, place, two, position, and three, original functionality. So when we talk about revival, we are talking about restoration to the purposes of God. Revival is not a stimulation, and it's not an enigmatic experience. What I mean by enigmatic experience is that it is not the throwing about of words, mysterious words, so that people are confused. Revival is not a mystery. Revival is restoration of God's original plan so that man will come to the original purposes of God. Revival also is not about goosebumps, and it's not about falling down, and it's not about having a stirring within your soul. Those may be triggers of revival, but from the definition of revival, haya, it means that revival is a call to action. So the prophet Habakkuk said, revive thy works, meaning that revival has to do with works. It is not a feeling, but it is a transformation of a being into the original purposes of God. So when we talk about revival, and we talk about a man who is revived, it's not a man who is passive, or a woman who is passive, or someone who is staying in one corner of their room and hoping that God will show up and send something. No. When we talk about revival, we are talking about someone who has had an encounter with God so much that it has transformed their life into a tangible manifestation. Are you here with me? Now, we have to understand that when we talk about revival, dispensation must be taken into context. Because when we talk about the revival of old, it is not the same as the revival under the new covenant. In the book of 1 Chronicles, the chapter number 12, the verse number 32, the Bible says that the sons of Issachar, they were men of understanding. And the Bible said because of the understanding they had of the times, they knew what Israel ought to do. Meaning that understanding of the times helps you to know what to do. Meaning that every time and what we ought to do. So, when we talk about revival, we are not in the time of Moses, where we are seeking for a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Prof, I went to Achia Mountains and I met a young man and I heard his prayer. I was eavesdropping on the prayer. And this young man was praying and saying that, God, send me the anointing of Elijah. We are not in the time of Elijah, where we call fire and bind our enemies and destroy our enemies and kill our enemies and call it revival. We are not also in the time, even of the disciples, where they were waiting for the Holy Spirit. Revival is not waiting for something to come from anywhere to shake you up. Under the new covenant, when we talk about revival, we are talking about God's original intention for us in Christ. Coming to that knowledge. So a revival can happen without all the movement and things, and people would actually be raised to fulfill the will of God. The original purpose of God for us. So for the Christian under the new covenant, when we talk about revival, it is God bringing you to the place of his purposes in Christ. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 10. The Bible actually says, for we are God's handiwork, God's workmanship, created in Christ. That means for the new covenant person, we move in Christ. We have our identity in Christ. The new covenant person is not an old covenant person. So when we talk about revival, we are not looking for the upper room experience. The new covenant person already carries the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about revival, we are not waiting in an upper room to hear the mighty rushing wind and cloven tongues of fire to settle upon us. And that's why when revival happens in us, we never notice it. Because we can gather with the intention that something must shake, a wind must come here, a move must happen. The Bible says we are created in Christ. We are the handiwork of God, created in Christ Jesus. The Bible said, for good works which he had preordained before time. He says, revive thy works in us. And the Bible is talking about good works. So when we say the revived Christian is the one who has aligned to the purposes of God in Christ. And that means you cannot talk about revival without knowing the purposes of God. Because you are revived unto what? Many people come for revival meetings. They fall down, they are stirred. And then the following week, that fire dies because they never understood through scripture and through proper teaching that revival is not just that feeling and the goosebumps. It is a restoration to the original intention of God for humanity. And so the Bible says the purposes we are created in Christ unto good works. Now, because we are talking about Christ, he's the best person to define good works. So a revived person is revived unto good works. Calling down fire cannot be good works. So binding your enemies and wishing evil cannot be good works. We cannot say that we are in a revival. And so because the Holy Spirit has come, the Holy Ghost, as I lift up my hand and slap my hand, I'm killing all my enemies. No. That's not a revival. How can we find the good works that the Bible is talking about? He says, in Christ unto good works. So Christ is the best person to define what good works is. That is what takes us to the book of Luke chapter 19 verses 10. Where the Bible actually says, look at it. It says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. So if we have been revived unto good works, and Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, and Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and our revival is patterned after Christ, then the revived Christian is one who has moved into the original purpose of God, which is to seek and to save the lost. Many revivals have not lasted because the revival had no purpose that was anchored in Christ. So the fire just fizzled. It didn't fizzle. God took the fire away. Remember, God is not into wastage. So when he realized that the revival has become a portal for fame and a portal for human dynasty, he moves away and picks another person. If the revival does not lead to the salvation of a soul, the revival has lost its purpose. The Bible said, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And I love the second part. He said, for what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? That means that all the oil wells in the United Arab Emirates, and all the diamonds in Africa, and all the gold concessions in Africa put together cannot compare to the soul of a man. We are not in a revival so that we have a car. We are not in a revival so that we have houses. We are in a revival so that men will be reconciled back unto God. The definition of revival means restoration, means something was lost. In the scripture we read in Genesis chapter 6, the Bible actually says, listen to the scripture. It says that God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Go to verse 6. It says, and the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So God will send a revival so that his concerns will be addressed. God's greatest concern in the world is that man whom he lost will be restored back unto him. There's a young preacher out there preaching the gospel for the salvation of men who is not having an experience of goosebumps, who thinks he's not in a revival. The greatest revival is for an unbeliever to come back to God. That is the greatest revival. Salvation of the soul is the greatest revival that God sends. The greatest revivalist in the world that we have ever experienced is not Seymour. Say, it's not Ivan Roberts. The greatest revivalist that we have seen in time is not Maria Woodward ever. The greatest revivalist is not Catherine Kuhlman. The greatest revivalist, his name is Jesus Christ. Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave. He sent the revival in a revivalist. And the revivalist was called Jesus Christ. The Bible said he walked upon the face of the deep. And his chief business was soul winning. The man could raise the dead, but it is an effect of soul winning. The man could turn water into wine, but it is an afterthought of soul winning. The man was on the move. The Bible said how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good. The Bible said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Every miracle that Jesus performed was because he was on his way to preach the gospel for the salvation of man. raising the dead, which does not lead to the salvation of a man, is not a revival. That is why when Jesus went to the Sea of Galilee, the Bible said he met Peter, and Peter experienced a pseudo revival. In that moment, the Bible said, Peter said, I have labored and toiled all night long. So people think in a revival, we receive goodies and things. They got it all wrong. Jesus gave a prophetic direction. It was like Peter had entered into his season of revival. The Bible said for the first time, Peter launched into the deep and his catch was overwhelming. Is it not amazing that even in the presence of a sinner, God was working a miracle? That the beneficiary of that miracle and abundance was someone who said from his mouth, I am a sinner, get away from me. That is to say, the manifestation of a miracle is not the endorsement that you are in the purposes and will of God. At the beach of Galilee, it looked like Peter was the most favored. But in the annals of God, his name was not recorded in the book of life. You can have so much material possession and you are not in the will of God. It means the revival did not benefit you. It was a waste of time. The manifestation of God was useless. Peter actually said to Jesus, he said, get thee away from me, I am a sinner. How is it that God could work such a miracle for a sinner? That means that in the midst of all that miracle, you were still going to hell. That's how dangerous the thing is, because miracles are performed on the strength of the mercy of God, on the strength of the grace of God. The same sun that shines on the believer is the same sun that shines on the unbeliever. So a church person may feel that God is pleased with me because my momo alert has gone up. God is pleased with me because I am healed. God is pleased with me because I've received abundance. But that is not the right way to judge that you are in the purposes of God. So when he came to Jesus, he said, I'm a sinner. Did Jesus not know that this was a sinner? That means that we are not to live our life for these mundane things. There's a higher way to live. So Jesus said, what you have experienced is not a complete revival. He said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. After having all that fish, Jesus thought that it was not enough. After having all that production, Jesus thought that it was not enough, because the essence of the miracle was not to cause Peter to settle. The essence of the miracle was to bait him into the original purposes and intention of God. And there are many church people who have relaxed because God gave them a Land Cruiser, and God gave them a Range Rover, and God gave them a house in East Legon. So they say, Eba evangelism, Moma boys nengo. Moma boys nengo. Because they say, Mini nyame wa apam. Apam na kasa. Remekas. Masum nyame ache. Sir, we don't finish serving God. Anybody whose testimony is of the past has backslided. Our walk with God is dynamic. It is a movement from glory to glory. Until a soul is saved, the revival has been wasted. The essence of revival is to bring men back unto God. The greatest revival is when a soul is saved. When a soul is saved. There was a man called David Livingstone. David Livingstone was a Scottish. At 30 years, he had his medical degree. He was a full doctor at 30 years. Living in Scotland with all the luxury and so on and so forth. At one point, David Livingstone felt empty. He said, what is the use of my life? What is the purpose of my existence? He said, I will take myself and journey to the dark world of Africa. David Livingstone packed his things, jumped onto a ship and entered Africa. In the few months of stay in Africa, a lion attacked David Livingstone and immobilized his left hand. What was the purpose of David Livingstone? So that others will hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the rest of the 30 years of his life, he lived in the rural communities of Africa, preaching the gospel and advancing the kingdom, until the medical doctor died of malaria. And when he died, those he had evangelized took his body, because the British people had heard the fame of David Livingstone and they made a demand for his body. The black people who have received the gospel and have been saved took a dagger, pierced it into his heart, took away his heart, and put a note on his body. And the note read, "His body belongs to you in England, but his heart is in Africa." We hear stories of great and mighty people, but sir, when we get to heaven, the measuring scale is different. There was a young girl who lived in South Korea till date. Nobody knows her name. At a teenage age, she wake up every Saturday and go to a hospital to preach the gospel. One day, she came across a young man. Preach the gospel to this sick man. The sick man will say, "No, I don't need Jesus. I'm a Buddhist." This girl pressed and pressed and pressed until one day, the guy said, "You are disturbing me. Just pray with me and go." The young lady led the man to Christ. And after that, the sickness left him. And when the sickness left the man vowed that, "I'm going to serve God the rest of my life." Now, this man started a little church. A teenager converted this man I'm talking about. The church grew to become the biggest church in the whole world. The man I'm talking about is Dr. Yonggi Cho of blessed memory. At one point, he was sitting 800,000 members in his church. The impact of the revival was the salvation of his soul. The purposes of Christ for us is to go out there. Lift your eyes and look around. If you lay your ear down, you will hear the trotting sound of horses coming with the king to judge the world. If you lay your ear down in the spirit, it is not time to joke. It is time to gather the remains and bring them to the saving knowledge of Christ. God who created humanity in Isaiah chapter 6 verses 8 said, "Who shall I send? Who shall go?" Not that there were no humans in the earth realm, but everybody is seeking his own. Nobody cares about the agenda of God. Who shall I send? Lift your eyes and you will see men perishing out there. What are we gathered here for when we can go out there and preach the gospel to the perishing? We have heard the words and messages from great and mighty men of God. We still want more and more. The church of God is not a pond. It is a river. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. A great man of God said, "A man who is saved but has no burden for the salvation of others is not truly saved."
That's right. That's right.
The church today is excited about receiving and claiming and receiving and claiming and receiving and claiming. Romans chapter 8 verse 19, the Bible says, For creation is earnestly waiting for the manifestation. That word is the word phanerosis. It means that that which is intangible must become tangible. Creation is in pains, is groaning for the manifestation of sons of God. The trees are waiting for the preaching of the gospel. The spirits are waiting for the preaching of the gospel. The earth is waiting for the preaching of the gospel. Territories are waiting for the preaching of the gospel. There are people that negotiate with God. He said, I will go on soul winning, but settle me with a wife. I will go on soul winning, first give me a job. The work of soul winning, when you pick the average Christian, it's not in his heart. Sir, it's not in his heart. When people come to church, there are people who have been in church for 10 years. They cannot point that this is my soul. They cannot point. And there is no conviction in their heart. That's the problem. The problem is that they don't see the need. So the church of God is full of selfish people. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. He says, mark this, in the last days there will be terrible times. When we talk about sons of Issachar, knowing the times, this is what we are talking about. He said, this also know, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Look at it. He says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. So what time is it? It is time for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the last days. What are we supposed to do? The last day is reserved for the salvation of men. We are behind time, church. The greatest preoccupation of the Christian in these last days should be the salvation of men. There are people here, your auntie is still a prostitute. There are people here, your father is still a drunkard. There are people here, you pick your Bible. There is no burden in your heart that these people are going to a place which burns with fire. And the fire is unquenchable, because what you are looking for is something that God can give to you. Lovers of themselves. Lovers of themselves.
Lovers of themselves.
Ivan Roberts had a burden so much that in Scotland, in Wales, Ivan Roberts prayed for 11 years, all night, every day for 11 years, until the landlady of Ivan Roberts drove him out. He couldn't contain his prayer. Ivan Roberts was praying for the salvation of souls.
Jesus.
Salvation of souls. John the Baptist had one message. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And when Jesus came to the scene, he said, among men born of women, the greatest is John the Baptist. Not even one miracle was performed by John the Baptist. The measuring scale is different. Because John the Baptist hit the core of the assignment of Jesus Christ. He did not come to turn water into wine. It was circumstantial. He did not come to be raising the dead. They would die again. Lazarus died again. Lazarus died again. And he wasn't raised up again. It shows you the essence of these things, the value of these things in time. But who is preaching Jesus Christ to the lost? Who is telling sinners their sin and calling them back to repent? The Bible said there's much rejoicing in heaven when one sinner turns to the Lord, than there is for 99 righteous people who have no need to be saved. As we gather here, heaven is not so impressed, because these are 99 people who do not have a need to be saved. He did not say they did not have a need for mobile money. And he did not say they did not have a need for a baby. He said they don't have a need to be saved. So the only thing that changes the temperature in heaven, how can you change the mood of heaven? When the dead is raised, it doesn't scratch the surface of heaven. It is nothing. Because it is God who has come down by his spirit to raise the dead. It is actually the working of God. He has come down to do his own work. But when a soul is saved, it takes the will of a man to step out with his own will, with his own effort. That is why it impresses God that you have used the will that he has given you to preach the gospel. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. This is the same Paul. The Bible says that his handkerchiefs, they would take it and take it to places, and he will not follow. He will not follow the handkerchief. The man is on a go. As he's going, they come for the handkerchief. He doesn't return. He goes, because for him, he is not pursuing these things. He's pursuing the salvation of man. It takes rugged focus to stay on the course of soul winning, because you know the value of a soul. So the creation is waiting for sons, not children. In John, at the book of John, the Bible says Jesus began to preach. John chapter 6. John chapter 6, 13. There was a large gathering. Okay. Revival. Bread was multiplied for the people. The people were excited. The Bible said Jesus the following day had another meeting. In this particular meeting, he came and he started speaking to the people. He said, until you eat my body and drink my blood, you cannot have life. It means that the first meeting, there was no dispensing of life. So Jesus realized that he has served them with the bait. It's about time he serves them with the real deal. And in that meeting, people began to leave, because people have been reoriented in a negative way to think that God's purpose is to give you things. God's purpose is not to give you things. God's purpose is to save your soul. Is to save your soul. So the greatest festival in heaven is called Soul Winning Festival. It's not Miracle Baby Festival. There's nothing like that in heaven. It's so winning. Bible said there is much rejoicing. Much rejoicing when one sinner is saved. So children always want to receive things. But matured people, when they grow with the father, they ask, Daddy, what would you have me do? Children always come to Daddy. Daddy, my school fees. Daddy, money. Daddy, shoe. But when you grow, you begin to say, Daddy, you have done enough. Can I also do something for you? So Bible says creation is waiting for the phanerosis of sons. Bible said in John chapter 6, they all began to go. They all began to go, one after the other. No telephone number was mentioned, so they began to go. Are these not the people we just ate yesterday? Jesus. Are these not the people we multiply bread for? So the time limit for these things in humanity is so small. So God is looking for sons. They all went one by one. More than 5,000 people. And now my pan all the iron here. And I want to hear my auntie and Toddy Ayako.
Come on. Come on.
And now one year show no dia. Who are sure say yes? We'll be a friend. Never have a meeting. And you my Yesu ye. Oh yes, say Yesu ya no ye. Sani o ya no ye. Oh, si on wa. Na de na na de wa ye bosa sa. As a Yesu ya bosa bi sa. It wasn't that Jesus could not perform, but Jesus understood priority in the kingdom of God. He understood it. Jesus was the Son of God. He was not the child of God. So he needed to set the record straight. In that meeting, nothing happened. He was just preaching pure word. What he meant by that, he says, until you drink my blood, you know what he was talking about? Bible said the life of an animal is in his blood. So what Jesus was saying is that until you partake of the life, the assignment that I have been sent into this world to partake, you cannot have life. He says, until you eat my body. The body of Jesus was symbolic of shame, embarrassment, suffering. So if you are not ready to suffer for my sake, you cannot have life. So when the conversation changed from physical food to spiritual food to the real purposes of God, everybody left. Then Jesus turned to the few who are left and he said, would you not also go? Peter, out of revelation, said, to whom shall we go to? To whom shall we go to? And yes, and you maintain your buyer. And your board don't in your buyer. Namum said, Obama, you down quansem. Oh, yes, who cast on them? Yes, who cast them? I come. Bible said, Herod loved John the Baptist because of the message he preached. No gimmicks, only Jesus. No gimmicks, only Jesus. Only Jesus. That's how we take the world. Jesus said, go ye. What are we doing? Nobody is going anywhere. Time is running out. He said, go ye. God called me from my business. My whole life is business. Since I was born, me nye bibia da business na namaya. Every JSS, and I'm starting a business. My penny will business imu at the town. Let me go Dubai. I call town and Yama Arab before at the town. And the business no eradin should have bad business na so. And a mami hunu say, and should have be to me ba wabra bumne eradin eni nye uho. You are not in the purpose of God. It's not a new problem. No new problem. John chapter 21. Yes, Christo. As I by we are saying, the Bible said he went to Peter at the beach. Peter, yes, what day? Asempano wa nkoka. Peter ako emponano. Oko pedi obedi. Ye wonipa bebre waha die nti a wa sori ye die obedi nti. Wonnim nyame. Wonnim nyame. Ofrɛ na nyame afrɛ ye no. Enya bodo ene enam. Ene enigie nti o. Eye da kwan sem nti no afrɛ ye. Sɛde abɛya nipa benya nkwagye. Said ye be ya kra bet ye nyankopon asem no nyi nyadwe nsatira. There are many churches blessing fraudsters. There are many churches blessing prostitutes. There are many churches blessing all kinds of people because the pastor is afraid to tell the sinner, you are a sinner, you need salvation. Jesus appeared to Peter and the Bible said Peter come prim. It has made many people greedy and covetous. We need an encounter of the Holy Ghost. I said we need an encounter of the Holy Ghost. When men will rise and say, I count it all but dung for the excellence of Christ, that we will go out there and win souls. That we will proclaim the gospel, whether he gives us a car or not, whether he gives us a house or not. That's not why we are winning souls. We are doing it because our Father demands that we do it. Bible says Peter jina ponano. Peter ayaswodim erade buefu no erade baaya was here yinama ma pita babo sa was here soja ewo pona no ehon na mi hu se nyame e dangerous obetumi ama onioma na ebe ko tiri mama wan wadwene se erade ka me ho so na erade nka ho erade nka ho baby erade ka se o ka ye ho no Matthew chapter 28 ko amihade ko Matthew chapter 28 ko verses 18 And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Calling him. He said, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am. Listen. Ahano shebono. Eradin kanso kan obi aho. Eradin kanso kan obi aho. Na momo tumi ye nyo mama nipa. Nya wadwene se waye bibia ma wunti o kan ho. Ahano shebono. He said, "And lo, I am with you. Wankasa I will be with you." Or see, I am with you. It's a conditional statement. I am with you always. Well, one can always. Or say always. E kwan na na mo na wu tu nun tin e ma me kan ho. Akrachi na mo na wu tu nu e nun tin na me ya dey be kan ho. Always, not always. Always. Kopi mi se wo koni die me kan ho. Nti onipa bebere wo ha na me nka wo mo ho. I mean, come on. Are you dangerous? Are you dangerous? Well, my office had two coins, one count. A son said, A Jabia Niwa, Naniji Abofra, or Yaswadin. We are neba, and soon in Shiran count. So, Ba, Edda, your friend is a Bosta Homa, which means any musica, and Tresse, Okano. Let's look at the scripture again. He said, And lo, I'll be with you always. Even unto the end of the world. And of the amen. Cow. Assemination. Church. There's a soul out there in the trenches. Who is waiting for you. You have had enough of his blessings. Bible says they will be. Lovers of themselves. When the disciples went to Jesus, they said, "Teach us how to pray." He said, "Our Father who art in heaven." The focus of prayer is our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven. He said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Secondly, thy kingdom come. Thirdly, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. You have no right praying for the needs of your flesh. If you have not prayed for his assignment and kingdom to be established on earth. He did not call us to self. He called us for his purposes. And then, nipa bom paye se erade ne pe be ye ho. Na su nipa bom paye se ono ne pe no ye den. Ya dan impai bono. We have missed the road. That's why we need a revival. And the true revival is coming. When young men shall arise. And some will say, God, send me to Iraq. For I see men perishing over there. Young women are rising. They will say, God, I don't need a gift. I don't need anything. All I need is a bedding for the souls of men. The Queen of Scotland said, He said, I fear the prayers of John Knox more than all the assembled armies of Europe. What miracle did John Knox perform? John Knox prayed one prayer on his knees. Give me Scotland or I die. And that prayer moved the heart of a queen. What is your prayer? He said they will be lovers of themselves. I left my business and I went to a village. Mi share ministry as na meti canopy as mi jam mi business mi jam mi bibia reputation mi bia is as Radim my revelation say send your way nyina ano ye chinchai ne o en fast we be ni so is vanity said ye beya o kra ni benya jenkwa abra mi do mi hometown. I held a wife mi free ye fia ye timu wo come to 19 5 bedroom house sir estate house sir. Me jai self ye ni nyinara. And my wife ni me 2 children. Eko tsina me papa 1 room bi odema ye wabusu ya fie. Me ye me met free international school. No amo te dem won ko school. Said ye beya o kre bi benya jenkwa. Enti me so on insa o ye lawyer mua. Me so on insa na me kache ni se hani. Ye be din yan the rest of our lives. That's what I said. I said ti biya ya be mu yi die. Kroma ya be yi. As a man who can hear your hallmark, and who can hear better than your cream, because aha, nyadi ya behu nyami ni unyam. We will be poor for the rest of our lives. That's what I told my wife, and she held my hand, and she said, "Honey, even if we'll be poor for the rest of our life, it's for a good cause." I never had a dream to build a church. Never had a dream. One day as I was preaching under the canopy, I saw the expression on the face of people. I say, church members, now pastor, I say, in other words, you've been answered, and you talk about it, you know. Then I made me pay my so, and check, 5 years time, you be see, yeah, yes, already. 5 years time. Now me the GDA panel, 5 years time. Do you hear me say, Okrano? Benyan kwaje. And a weave fire software. Me papa onko asore da. Ah, ne papa ya boso mofo. And ne, oh ya sorry penny wa asore. We can't celebrate these things, but there's celebration in heaven. Me ko krobis we have resu pruso. 45 minutes drive from Accra, the whole community, since I have bought community, there's not one temple there. Maybe some won't say anything. Sorry, Abbey, a dear Namoye, and sorry, a toya, and where she said, go ye. We are saying, gather ye. Gather ye. Better than a nippon or tiprusuno when young quadia or tiprusu, oh, BMW da, oh, Accra Moda, or Timmy, here, Musa, who hell. Kokrobiso, 1 hour drive from Accra. Your friends who could be so who need light on us. Sorry, the Indian hall. Menka intalanto, make a heya, and die your copruso. Wamu say your pese, your sumya me, your nya will be unfa seb numba. Ain't in a trossam say, a danny dra. Obeka say, I cast out demons in your name, I prophesied in your name. But he never said that I want souls in your name. Because Osuma Fuono, a dear Bakupen, a radia Suma, say young Koye, say a betchia cra. We chose a secondary instead of the primary. He said, you workers of iniquity. Workers of iniquity. Mami, we're young Mark chapter 13. Yanko Mark chapter 13. Let me just end the thing. God will raise people. God will raise people. Oh God, give us a bedding once again. set our hearts right with you once again. May the mundane and vanities of this world, may they leave our soul once again. May we pursue the pure gospel for the salvation of men. Mark chapter 8, verses 31 to 37. Mark chapter 8. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on the disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest." Mommy NIV. Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." He said, "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Jesus was in a church service, Mark chapter 8, 31. The crowd was there. The disciples were there. Jesus began to preach. As Jesus began to preach, the Bible says he began to talk about things like, "I'm going to suffer. I'm going to die. I'm going to rise up again." As he was saying these things, Peter quickly moved from the church, jumped from the protocol seat, pulled Jesus to the side. Everybody was looking on. And he said, Bible said he rebuked him. Bible said Peter began to rebuke him. Yes, yen kasasa. Meti Mike no. Maybe Meti Mike not now said you preaching. Bible said the crowd, not just a nipa dumb and abba. Bible said, "Ewana, Peter." Verses 33. Bring it. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, first, or woman him, to who said, "Woman, dear, too," said, "Ye Peter, you know, ye fuana so." Peter, got you know. And then say, no. Ye di wa china ni pa ba no. Wo kanun ye nye biti. Who's uncommon? I answer you, be so yes. Oh, what's them now? Become sorry, Peter Catrano. So, when he looked at their face and he realized that no, the thing that Peter has done has entered their heart, he also rebuked Peter. Look at what he said, "Get behind me, Satan." Peter and Tomona, Peter and Chitio will be also. So, we be afraid will be Satan. Then your son could be a dear woo. Not old friend of Satan. But let me tell you, what Peter did is more wicked than someone who pulls a gun on somebody. I'm going to show you. So, he said, "Get behind me, Satan." He said, people said Satan entered into Peter. Debio, Satan among would have Peter. What Jesus was saying, the word here is the word Satanas in Greek. It means opposer. Opposer. Osiakwain. or sin a quine in what way? Yes, but I yell the baby, I see a bacope, and no common and a wardino. Sir, a bayan the way wooden the pen young quantia. Oh dear, sin a quine one century and emu on frew Satan. Sin a quine awa wariamu on frew Satan. Nemum. Ne bosha ani bota ya odibe wiase no use Satan ko anesi nyankopon bosha no kwan. So he was saying you are Satanas. It's a nature. He was talking to an elder in the church. The person Jesus called Satan was not outside the church. They were in the church. So if Jesus were to come here, he would see many opposers. Get behind me, Satan. Enka di preaching no kofa. I won't kakranka. Was running so yema. Get behind me. Enka ode fankom shemu kakrama. Many beer, mami, who meet a number beer. Get behind me, Satanas. Why is he calling him Satan? He explained it. Not because of murder. He said, you do not have in mind the concerns of God. The concerns of God. So they said, obi biara wo yase. A concerns of God in na jinimuno. Or ye Satan. He said, but merely human concerns. Meaning, say, so what sorry I'm upon the award journey, I dear me di, dear meshe, dear me mabe di, school I'm a mabe qua, yes, to frow Satan. Merely human concerns. He calls human concerns merely. Merely. Human concerns. Well, by Yesu, ne concern kwano denam. He said, you have become a Satan because when I enter your mind, nyamia hini ebiye ni umu, nyamibose ebiye ni umu, and kwanji ebiye ni umu. You don't have the concerns of God. So I began to look for the concerns of God. The concerns of God is John 3:16. Can God have a concern? Can God have a concern? It is men that have concern, but I realize that the Bible exposes only one concern of God. The word concern also means trouble. The word concern also means anxiety. The concerns of God. He said, you do not have the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. If Jesus were to come here and check our hearts, Odivo, human concerns no does. Obi the list now, sorry. Or the list now, be erade. Erade. Matthew 6:33. He says, seek first the kingdom of God. Erade na miyari ene, seek first the kingdom of God. My worry is seminar, seek first the kingdom of God. Eradi Majuma seminar, seek first the kingdom of God. Eradi Awane, seek first the kingdom of God. Eradi Sika seminar, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, he did not say seek the things. He said they will be added. He did not say pray for the things. He said they will be added unto you. Ejabia nua ya responsible. E wasa ne baba ni nchaibe tieti ya mu ansa. Wa mana bodo. Osi ansa obe pano. Nani nimti ubisa. There are two kinds of Christians. Disobedient Christians and obedient Christians. Ye nina ye nya memba. Oye disobedient ha. Ufri ni mune bae. Obe hewo. So na kume ni wechi. Merely the concerns of God. Today in our churches, we are addressing only concerns, my God. When shall the church rise up and spread the people to go out there and win the lost for Jesus? That selfless church is rising. That is what we call revival. And then Jesus began to give the requirement for Christianity. Because if you want to follow me, number one, do what? Deny yourself. Meaning that, Fao Komne, Odajin, Fatun Chain. My God. Tochine. Deny me China Oba. Hayakabasha Tala. As I woke on Nanadu and him. Now who drew one and now mammy 20 be. And it was here same baby. Aunt Nasi cryo. Oh, Nana mammy 20, I mean, Nana, answer me if you know mammy 50. Deny yourself. Many Christians are not Christians. Hey, how many Christians? Deny yourself. Human beings are insatiable. That's why we don't train them with the mundane. We train them with the spiritual. Human beings who have never had enough of anything. Deny yourself. Ubeza obedi mechi. Fa odadwene ne to baby. Fa wunu ya dadwene mo musi wani so. Fa mpae bona obebo ama ho no. Fa to nchen na bo mpae ma wunu ya na onni nkwanchie no. There's a mechanism by which we follow Jesus. He said deny yourself. Ko wani. Number two, take up your cross. The cross is a symbol of shame. The cross is the symbol of shame. Now, church say, "What do you mean by that? Jesus, who are shame? Be better with Brabham. Christianity is not a fanfare. You bet me yes, you know. Every sorrow be pain from there's a shame associated with Christ. The world will never accept you." The world will never love you. We are not moving towards that dimension where the world will love us. The world will never love us. They will always mock us. The mark of a true Christian is mockery. If you are walking in light with the truth, they will say all kind of things against you. Bible say, take up the cross. Yeah, do what terminals you mate. Me da say. Yeah, can we name say what kwa sorry? Yeah, name the be when you free man. Cause me be nye bibi free. A sorry nye supermarket. A sorry nye shopping mall. Me kwa sorry a consumer rade. Na me wuni bota ya woman wo you say. A sorry nye supermarket. Okay, in Revelation chapter 20:11, Hona. Or see on that day when he sits on the great throne, the earth will vanish and the great and the small will appear. Yes, you can say the rich and the poor will always be with us. Your man sorry say, yeah, but the nini pas shebre, yeah, but sorry say, nipa crab in yang kwajia. Say, yeah, this shebre is said, chia, yeah, can crunch nipa. Because human beings are insatiable. And who do not tell honor on to me corner? Catch them and say one call. Go and preach the gospel. Go and preach the gospel. Bible said they went everywhere, preaching everywhere. Abokobi, everywhere. Kubiso, everywhere. Kwaminto, everywhere. Pepawani, everywhere. Obuadaka, everywhere. Bole, everywhere. Sola, everywhere. Preaching the gospel. Bible said Paul Kenyamiasema, he was shipwrecked. That is revival. Aye name my baga say obia bonidia. Obia u ye tu mama nyame. Now kotina kuduo boat mu na dani the washing suono. Bible said, on the morning they woke up at the shore, at the shores of Malta. Now the body need a home. Bible said, oh soldier, ama when ya one kakra, wo one we peer free with gentlemen. Enye diabo. Enye diabo. When ya mia freno. Wei. 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 Nyamia freno. Bible said he shook the snake off, and they were looking at him. Say, oh, no, 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 onye den. A Christopher aba wonge ni nyade wonya meju memu. They are latoging baby Christians. This is not the army that God is raising for the end time, because thick darkness is coming and great darkness is coming. Wicked government are coming. Wicked people are coming. Politicians are coming. Gay people are coming. The Christian must go beyond the mundane and be fortified by the Spirit to withstand evil. We need a certain training. Bible says, you see, Paul abuo. Oh, sorry, no paper and who no coca and yami asem. Why no coca and asem achireno? Why no coca and asem achireno? And they will be to me come by boom because every day, me my last warning. We. Last warning. Eradi, what? Eradi, me, bro. Paul Bompaya Katina Radi said, he said, I feel a certain infirmity in my body. God, I have worked for you for long. God spoke back to Paul and said, my grace is sufficient for you. In your weakness, my strength is made perfect. Paul and Kase, may cause war bompire. Merely human concerns. Satanas. A generation of Satanas. When men rose and took cities for God. When they died preaching the gospel. John the Revelator, he preached the gospel to the point that they caught him and they put him in frying oil. And as they beheld him, he was not burning. They took him out of the frying oil and they put him in Patmos. It was never recorded that he prayed, God deliver me. Prayer of deliverance. But the Bible said on the day of the Lord, I, John, was in the spirit. How can you be in the spirit in that situation? The man is dead to human concerns. Dead to human concern. That's why Jesus walked from glory and entered into the Patmos and began to commune with John. Unknown human concerns and vanished. Till date, theologians cannot indicate whether he died or vanished. There are dimensions in our walk with God. I never knew that I could plant 33 churches, sir. I've never been to Bible school. Makuma preche shakra. Makuma preche. Aye, aye, bete se. Mi kon dosen ni pa benyan kwajie. Ehi na mi nko irade sumami. Ehi na mi nko. School fees. Aye, denya yebetum. Yebetum. Kami timu. Aye, denya. Yadefo frobeba. Fona mi kura. Aye, denya yadefo. Mi nisani omanechi. Mi kon dosen me shushe irade. Mikondo safufro benyam kwajie. Mikondo. 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 Merely human concerns. Carry your cross. He said, follow me. Follow means that. Follow me means that. Nyoma miko moons will become. Eyan any baby kaso. Yesu. I was abri man go bet na trasako. Nipa de wana kume muno and a walker. So be a kuma ya corrupt. Ubi a Bible na corruption or di kuranya miasin. Who some 20 ya? Or say for $20, bra. De wana kume muno. No dia wura. Namiasim. See yes waha. Kaba this time Ochi Range Rover. Yes, it's now Ponkoso one time pe. Bible said, walk to Jerusalem near Kokuno. And not Tinasa, if you ponk on us. Utina and no so. Eka say, yes, Utianka by this time, Motitrasako. Jesus said, Foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. We are preaching the gospel so that we'll have a house in Las Vegas. We are preaching the gospel so that we'll fly first class and take pictures and show to the world. We are preaching the gospel so that we'll be known. We are preaching the gospel. Akra na shiri awo kono kolabadi koshe enipa bi num ri enipa bi num tramado wo hia se osmafo bi beba be kase hwe nyame do wate nyame do wate. That's revival. Satan came to Jesus and said, look at the kingdoms of the world, I will give it to you. Look at the kingdoms, he said, for my worship I will give all these things to you. When you receive these things, it's not a revival. Oh, because Satan too can match God on that dimension. The difference between me and Elon Musk, I am saved. That's the difference. I will become richer than him. Because thinking he is rich, he is poor. It's original. You are here, you want God to revive you in soul winning, bra. You want God to revive you in soul winning, bra. Soul winning come. Oh,
In the book of Acts chapter 2,
In the book of Luke chapter 24 verse 49, Jesus said, I'm going to send you the promise of my Father, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. The disciples went into Jerusalem. 120 of them, they gathered themselves in the upper room. This is what was prophesied by Joel. The beginning of the revival, it started as a gathering. But the Bible said there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind, and cloven tongues of fire settled upon them. The first manifestation of the Holy Ghost was a tongue of fire. That means that he was revealing himself as someone that will enable you to preach the gospel when it comes. A tongue of fire. The Bible said they began to speak in new tongues. And on that day, timid Peter rose up and he began to preach. He did not perform any miracle. He began to preach. Immediately, 3,000 men, they were cut to the heart. That was the genesis of revival. In the book of Acts chapter 1 verses 8, he says, you shall receive power, dunamis, when the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The Holy Ghost is not for visions. The Holy Ghost is not for telephone numbers. The Holy Ghost is not for business ideas. He said, and the Holy Ghost is come upon you, ye shall be witnesses. When did we receive the Holy Ghost? Many years ago. When did we become a witness? No. The word witness is the word matai. That means someone who wants to preach to the point of death. Someone who wants to lay down their life for the cause of gospel. That's the function of the Holy Ghost. You are lifting your voice unto God. You are saying, Holy Ghost, revive me again unto witnesses. Unto witnessing, make me a witness in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria. Lift up your voice and God will revive you again. Unto witnessing, lift up your voice and pray. Some of you feel like crying, just cry. Some of you feel like shouting, just shout. Some of you are coming under the power of God. There's a wind in the atmosphere. There's a wind in the atmosphere. God is causing a stirring in you. God is raising real evangelists. Real evangelists. You will not come to church alone. Again. The concerns of God. The burdens of God. You'll be a leader of thousands. You are bringing 100 people to church. You are bringing 1,000 people to church. Look at that. Katana Makataya. Bring her here, bring her here. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall, fall. Libra Dabasa. Lesa Dabasa. The Holy Spirit is arresting people. Spirit of be loose in the name of Jesus. Be loose in the name of Jesus. Be loose in the name of Jesus. Be loose for the salvation. Set them free. Let my people go. Let them be saved. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Loose them. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Let the chains be broken. Let the chains be broken. Let the chains be broken. Fire. Fire.
consents of God, the bedings of God. Give me Ghana all I die. Give me my community all I die. Give me my family all I die. Give me the nations. Give me the nations. Glowing tongues of fire.
Jesus.
And they continued in the apostles' doctrine, yes, and in fellowship and in breaking of bread. There was no pursuit for the mundane. These people were heaven ready. These people had eternity in sight. They pierced some with swords. William Tyndale was put on a pole and he was dead for preaching the gospel. He was asked to renounce his faith and he said, I die preaching the gospel. Seek first the kingdom. Use me, Lord. Use us, Lord. Not for our own purposes, but the ultimate purpose of God. So that on that day when you appear, you shall say, thou good and faithful servant. Not thou good and gifted servant. Not that good and charismatic servant. Not thou good and beautiful servant. Faithfulness to the call of soul winning, the great commission. The church of God is waking up again. The church of God. Go back to your workplace and preach the gospel. Go back to your community. Pick a megaphone and preach. Go back to that family member. Share the gospel and bring them to church. Bring them to church. Please rise to your feet. Please lift up your hand. The greatest thing that Jesus seek from us is obedience. Bible said obedience is better than sacrifice. It doesn't mean that sacrifice is not important, but he's telling you that in the kingdom there are things that are weightier than others. Choose the way of obedience. Simple obedience to his command. Remember, Jesus is Savior and he is Lord. Our submission to his Lordship means our adherence to his instruction. Many have accepted the salvation of Jesus, but they are not ready to obey the instructions of the Master. Today we are revived unto obedience. I have only one request for you. God will ask me. He said, teach them to obey. He did not say, teach them to prosper. He said, teach them to obey. Teach them to obey. Obedience has nothing to do with your feelings. It has everything to do with what the Master wants. Teach them to obey. Teach them to obey. I have one request of you, that you make a vow before God today to obey him in the Great Commission. That's all. I want you to pledge to God that from henceforth you will be a soul winner in this ministry. That's your pledge. Some will pledge 50 souls this year. Others are going to pledge 20 souls this year. Others are going to pledge 10 souls. The consents of God.
Trust and obey, obey.
Make that pledge in your heart. 100 souls this year. You go out just because Jesus has said it, not because you feel it. You go out there. Someone wants to obey the Lord. Lift up your right hand. 10 souls, 100 souls. You will never come to church alone. Lift up your hand.
In the light of His word,
teach them to obey.
What a glory
He sets on our way. Yeah,
what we do,
Peter said, to whom shall we go? And on the one chain, he ever called. You to be back on one chain. You to be cross among them one day. And you to be top on it. It's here, the end chain. And I die. And you
trust and obey.
Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Make this vow after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus. I vow this day,
I vow this day,
with the help of the Holy Spirit,
with the help of the Holy Spirit,
to be a soul winner,
to be a soul winner.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Father,
Father,
as I've made a pledge,
I've made a pledge
in my heart,
in my heart,
grant me the grace,
grant me the grace,
to go out there,
to go out there,
preach the gospel,
and preach the gospel,
win the lost,
and win the lost,
and bring them to church,
and bring them to church.
This is my heart desire.
This is my heart desire.
Father, today,
Father, today,
I'm not asking for anything.
I'm not asking for anything.
I'm asking for your burden.
I'm asking for your burden.
Daddy, today,
Daddy, today,
I have come
to do your will.
Help me.
Help me
to serve you.
Serve
in Jesus' name. May God bless all of you. May God increase all of you. May God shine His face upon you, Jesus.
Hark the voice of Jesus calling.
Everybody, sir.
Who will go and work today?
Everybody,
sir.
Hold it 2 minutes. Everybody stand. This is a gift to our generation. In every dispensation, Sofumame, there are friends of God. Every dispensation, God has friends. Abraham was God's friend in his day. Jeremiah was a friend of the Lord in his day. This week I have met some friends of God. People who are God's friends. When my father was 97, we brought him to church on his birthday. And then he pointed Pastor Ahmed and said, Kofi, do you know this guy? I said, he's one of my pastors. He said, he's my friend. And I said, how can somebody that is 30-something be a friend of somebody that is 90-something? I have a connection with him. I learned something from that conversation. God can have a friend who is an earthen vessel. Will you stretch your two hands on this friend of God, please? Together with his wife, together with his team, all his pastors under training, shepherds, supervisors, and all the people, his mom, his dad, his siblings, his daughters. People, these are the friends of God. We want to pray for them. Agree. Jesus looked at Peter and said, "May you be paid for. May you be paid for. I will make you fishers of men. From today, you will catch men. Mama, comfort. The reason why the church have deserted missions. You can't missions here. Basri for Bahabetia, sorry, my union, because you know, we are missionaries, church planters, evangelists. They say, we'll be a person who is evangelist, we'll be a prophet. Who would say, I'm not condemning that. But our prime assignment. Asira, can you put on the screen 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 1 to 7? I will read only verse 1 and 2. 1 Timothy 3. The Bible said, this is a faithful, this is a true saying, that if any man desires the office of a bishop, he desired a good work. Put it in a different version. In this version, the Bible said, this is a true saying, if any man is eager to be a church leader, he desires an excellent work. Another version, this one says that if anyone wants to provide leadership in church, good. Last version. This is a true saying. If anyone aspires to be an elder, he desires an honorable position. Put it in my language. In this language, the Bible said, yeah, and of course, I'm says, will be pet or have where you man. What pet you, my plan? What pet you, my plan? And as you will be pursuing a CEO, will be here or have where you man. Everybody stretch your two hands. The reason why the church have deserted soul winning missions, evangelism, and abontensenka outreach is because it is very expensive. Sowing of seed in the seed sowing in the for the bounya. Apostle is going to them not for a crusade. Do you know what it means? Curse Kakura on STC to them not for one person. Do you know how much it is? To carry all this team to the north. Hold a crusade. I hold crusades. Well, crusade, because yeah. Maybe almost £10,000. Well, crusade. Yeah, but not a car and a song. Any Akra Bibri. Stretch your two hands, Father. Randy Impact and Lady Lois are your friends in this dispensation. A man that speaks and it pierces into the heart, into the spirit. It is by your grace that you have made this so. I stand on this altar and I ask in the name of Jesus, take them to the next dimension. Let them do more. Let them win more. Paul said, I become all things to all men, that by all means that I may win some. Let Randy and Lois win some. Let their daughters win some. Let their pastors win some. Their shepherds, let them win some. As they spread out into the remote places, into the cities, into all places, going everywhere, starting churches, I pray that we may win some. I pray that you will keep them from all blatant demonic assault. People like this are threats to the kingdom of the devil. Surround them, O God, in Jesus' precious name. God bless you, Papa. Amen. God bless you. Are you clapping? Whoa! Somebody scream for Jesus. See that, just 1 minute and then I will let them usher the apostle. The same song that you sang in my language. It sings in a very interesting and gracious words. Isn't that what you sang? We sang on Sunday, I think, after the W3 said, Marbro, oh, yami, jami, oh, dima, catch, sa, sempa. Look for the hymn for me. Ichi, jimi, re, emma, mi, chi, di, emi, chi. That's right. Mi, kra, da. Oh, yami, na, di, che, yi, e, ke, si, di, ne, uma, bro, na, e, yi, mi, du, a, mi, e, fi, as. Help him for me. Maka, that's right. Makano and Hamibio, Yesu be Dimagine. Impo Yesu Dinimucha, Impo ye. I like the words. Dinimucha, I bet you. Wani mina. Meka na mi dimi urano, come on. Meka mi dimi. A sober the Presbyterian hymn book is a very powerful book because every hymn is based on a scripture. Every hymn is based on a scripture. Very interestingly, I said, "Maka me di mi wura no." Eh, maybe you, if we say Yesu abedi makaji nemu, Yesu di ni moja abe pepa, abe tuyeni na. And then what he say? Mega me di mi. That's right. Esumburu, iti gawa beda me pa me kan kame uno da pe me ya. What sacrifice is there than me? For a king to die for a slave. Greater love has no man than these, than for a king to lay his life for his friends. Apostle, I mean shit out. Wa Kenya misem. Meko America, we now. Hurricane esi wo ho, we now. Tie dia here kana. Anka ye kwa sorry them, should we go to church? This is the gospel. Uma nsama chaye. How about you say receive it 1, 2? I got it. This is the gospel. This is the gospel. Ye bi ya kuma mi eti nyamsem. E ken ni mo e yi nten e tufo. Abojo chire ni chire chire. E twemu firi esumumu e ba han mo. It brings you to the from the domain of darkness into the domain of light. Jesus save you and go for you to go and save others. If you are not saved tonight, I think that you have made the biggest mistake of your life. He is still asking the question, who shall I send? Who shall I send? I will hope. Ufreni pakura asa momra miye mompaye. Akre yira. Because it is not a prayer for breakthrough, we don't care about that. Can you put that scripture back? Because your concerns are merely human concerns. The
There is a secondary, tertiary, other things. You do not have in mind the concerns of God. Let me ask you a question before we close. If Jesus meets you tonight, let's say that today you appear before the throne of God, and he asks you, what were you able to do for me in all your 35 years on earth, 40 years on earth, 60 years on earth, 70 years on earth? Today is going to be your birthday next week. Jesus is asking you, what have you been able to do for me in all your 44 years on earth? What are we going to tell him? What are we going to tell him? Ebompaye ma bonini maninya ba. Yesu se muoha. But bonini nankasa masoha. Bonini no wa masoha. A woman that I love so much in my childhood, her name is Auntie Kende. She's a Muslim. She was sick. She called for me and she said, come and pray for me. And I went and I laid hands on her and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, heal Auntie Kende for your name's sake. Within about 10 minutes, it was as if something was loosed on her. And she became free and healed. But she is not saved. She is healed, but she is not saved. I will repeat it. She is healed, but she is not saved. She is not saved in the blood of the Lamb. Her name is not in the book of life. She is healed. I laid hands on her. The Lord healed her. But she is not saved. You can be coming to this revival, but you are not saved. Receive it, one. It's on you, but you are not saved. Do you remember the scripture that Pastor Elvis read to us? Book of Samuel. First book of Samuel. The Bible said, and Samuel ministered before the Lord. Verse 7. But Samuel did not yet know the Lord. You can be ministering and you do not know. You can be ministering. Let's stop this church entertainment. We have entertained ourselves for a very long time. Gathered ourselves in one place. Today church was very nice. Is the Father also pleased? This is a training camp. You are trained and deployed. Trained, deployed. Trained, deployed. The reason why there is so much chaos, people fighting all over the church, and junior pastors are talking nonsense like, I'm a preachy, I'm a mean preachy. They don't allow me to preach. When Carnegie Market is a bigger pulpit, Ashalaja Market is a bigger pulpit, Nentribuomu Market is a bigger pulpit, you are here fighting over this small pulpit. Jesse, what sense will it be when you can preach to Amasama and preach to teach Amante? Adeso, Esikesu. When you can preach, Esioko, and you are here, Papa Mayim preaching. We went to Sukron, Bethlehem, a community close to Asamankese. We went to Esioko, and we, after waiting, we decided to go for dawn broadcasting and preach in the community. Apostle, every home we entered were Muslims. Every home were Muslims. We are busily in Accra. I have joy, 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 joy. You have joy, but what about the others? What about the others? And so when we stage a crusade, first thing I tell the people, you're more than. You're more than same. My sorry, I know pa. My sister speakers, they are big mountains. So my sister, take care of you, use you, use you. More than. As I close the service, the Lord is screaming at the door of your heart. Every opportunity have an expiration. There is a very popular musician all of you know, for the sake of his risk, for his reputation, I don't want to mention his name. He was a Bible student in a Bible school. He used to attend at Tessano Baptist Church. And he needed Bible school fees. And nobody could give him his Bible school fees. So he went to this secular musician and said, Can you support me? And he paid a whole year fees for him. The next semester, he went back. And said, I realized that you have a very good voice. Can you help me in one of my renditions? So he came to sing one line in a secular song. A Bible student came to sing a secular song. The song came out and it was a bomb. The guy told him, I told you, you have something special. Why don't you leave Bible school and come and do this full time? What do you want? He said, I want an X5 BMW. He said, I will buy you a brand new one. They did a full album. That was the end of his ministry. He bought him an X5, bought him a car, and then this guy started doing, you know, music, secular music. God waited for 20 years. He refused to heed to the call. After 20 years, he came to himself and decided to respond to the call. Kasani ninyemu. When he was a friend with my wife, when they all went to crusades together, Bible school together, if this guy prophesied to you and you challenge the word, you are in trouble. That was the anointing he carried for crusade. He will stand at Amanchagbuena and preach. After 20 years, he tried to come back. He can't see anything. He preached and nobody wants to listen. I realize that even the calling has a validity period. A validity period. When you me frewo 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 no ama we jai wo pama. Afebre no be pese wo be ye no na twem. You do sure wa there will be a lot of surprises. There will be a lot of surprises. I close this service. Go home with this word that you have. You know, in this modern time, apostle preacher, when sunsum ya mohui, we feel like feeling. We feel it boho a chair. It's now time to do something for God. Get a rude awakening. I thought we were doing something for the Lord until I met this old woman on a dawn broadcasting one dawn whilst I was driving to the radio. 76-year-old woman with a megaphone. When I saw the woman, I could envision young men sleeping, young women sleeping, and an old woman, 76, is with a megaphone and say, Jesus is the answer of the world. Repent and give your life to him. And young men and women are sleeping. Look at Bishop Dark. He is over 60 years old.
As I'm speaking to you, he's out of the country winning souls. We have young men and women busily at Achimota Forest giving direction. Mungosoma direction. Look at all the people who go out. Dr. Ampia Kofi, Dr. Charles Ajinasare. Look at their lives. Over 60 years, they are still winning souls. We are busily fighting among ourselves. It will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for this generation. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Apostle, Yamin Shirawai. Osuri Yame, when you are when you are for one call, there were come and what been susuda. You are emfa grace citadel. Entre ashe. Emko enkura. What touch them and tewa makasa. Aye ben kuro. Kuro bon kuro. A cinnamon, no one, dear Casa would do any baby war. You want for when you're for Swan Isra and Chia Cra and McChristo. Mammy Lois, when you're men for Monco, Abrochin Kuro baby and Nipanti, yes, you didn't die. May the Lord use you in places, in communities who have never heard the name Jesus. May the Lord use your pastors, your missionaries, the churches you plant. May God continue to cause you to spread, to do exploits. And I pray, may signs and miracles follow the word of God, the gospel that you preach, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare the finishing grace over your lives and ministry. Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands for them, please. Thank you. Before we usher the apostle, I want to acknowledge, you may be seated, please. I want to acknowledge my prophet, Prophet Ebenezer Akonai. There is something that I love about you, but I have never told you. This man of God will always follow Dr. Robert Ampia Kofi to every crusade. Every crusade. Whether the crusade is in Ghana or out of Ghana. His job is just to be with the man of God, to assist the man of God to preach and just travel back. This is what he's been doing for years. They have been in Zambia. They have been in places recently. They were in Ghana somewhere. You know, places where you cannot have 7-star hotels. Bishop Duck tells us that in most of the places where they have their crusades, there are no hotels. Sometimes they sleep on bare floor. You are not a celebrity, God told me. You are a servant of the Most High God on bare floors. There are young girls sitting here who wants to marry pastors and prophets because they see it as luxurious. Mama neba na mama one. Mama no size. Insi unhunu. Akre yiramonte yon. Mechira uniyeme yekosu wankraha. Me, I preach in the ghettos. So, if I tell you the hardcore things, where we take the gospel, no, it's not places, you know, where you joke. It's places where you go and your life is even in danger. I have been in places where there is a bench and there is a little wooden structure with the curtains. Prostitutes, this was lying here, that was lying here. And people smoking weed on the bench. This one is waiting for the people there to come out for them to go. And I'm talking about circle only here. Second, go to Dome in front of Vision One that turns to Dome. You will meet prostitutes who are virtually naked. We are in
church, playing church. No. I'm living in a generation where a chief can connive with a pastor, a so-called pastor, rape an innocent girl, kill her, and bury her. But I'm saying, Nana, Nana will free him by. Oye, Nana will free him. Obiabu enzumu. Obiabu, or therefore, enzumu. Nana will tome mona. Nana will kunipa. Nana will see nipa. Now you saw, or therefore, ba, near the Akunya be see a nim. Nana chiami kutapoma. We shall tell Nana, you repent or perish. Repent or perish. Repent. The Lord bless you. Pick up a thanksgiving offering and let us close. I want to thank God for grace here. All of you who came with my apostle to be in this service, may the Lord bless you. You have taught me too many lessons tonight. You know, Bishop Todd Bismarck said this to us many years ago. He said, in every apostolic house, all gifts are under command. In every apostolic house, all gifts are under command. And yet, mehunu tefremi ensanti. There is order. Pastor Jerry, you can check. And as one man said, I say, by force. And I'm going to say, ah, me can be wound as any by force, Anna. Ah, and when you're my John and Grove in Timon, when you're so for dear Namp, not Chiami Atopa, can it be a chill? Tia! Hallelujah. If you pledge last night, and your pledge is here like myself, can you make your way to the altar and put it on the altar and let's close. The pledge is here. We declare in the name of Jesus, His mercy is upon you. That's right. That's all. Oh no, now yeah. Yehovah, yeah. Oh God. You are no. Ah, oh, sacrifice in the name of Jesus. May the Lord favor, bless, prosper, honor you, and honor your substance. In Jesus' name, amen. Walk to the altar and engage the altar. Pastor Mehdi, before we do that, I want you to come with my protocol team and usher this awesome man of God to the office for me. Right after that, Prophet Akonai will come and close the service for us. All right. God bless you. Where are my protocol? Thank you.
As we close, I want to acknowledge Reverend Sherry Peno. I love you with my heart. The Lord bless you. You have such a sweet, sweet, sweet spirit. Thank you, sir. I must you to Adomiko and bless you. Reverend Emmanuel Samba, the mighty man of power, thank you. The Lord richly honor, bless, and prosper you. Let me use the opportunity to thank the Lord for all our pastors. Thank you, Mama Comfort, and all of you. We are grateful. And Lizzie, thank you. God bless you. I want to thank God for the team who have put, you know, this whole work together. By the grace of God, the Lord honor you, continue to bless and favor you. Now, it's not funny, because we'll be to me, you're not going to be fear. But that will be impossible. So, asem we na ya ka we na chire wuwe na wutimi yiradia. Me hunu ne ope so chire. Hallelujah. I love bless you. So Lord, thank you. God bless you today. Pastor Prince, you were able to make it. We are believing God for your mother's healing in Jesus' name. Where is Joe? God, share. You know, he needs to be able to understand the tempo of what we are doing. The Lord bless you. Thank you very much. Let us receive my prophet to close the meeting.
Somebody just clap your hands and give the Lord a shout. Oh, come on, give the Lord a shout. Amen. Come on, look at somebody eyeball to eyeball. Tell the person, I am blessed. Tell somebody, I have been revived for so winning. Now lift up your right hand and say, Lord, thank you for restoring me to go back and win souls. Say, Lord, I thank you for what you have done in my life today. Say, Lord, I thank you for helping me to drink from the well of the word. As I live here today, let me be a soul winner for you. Say, Lord, let me be concerned. Come on, say, Lord. I say, Lord, let me be concerned about you and not for those things I have been chasing, I have been pursuing. Come on, say, Lord Jesus, make me a soul winner. As I have vowed tonight to win souls for you, Lord, help me to fulfill my vow. Come on, lift your voice and thank him and bless him. Lift your voice, thank him and bless him. Thank him and bless the Lord for what he has done. Thank him for what he has done. Thank him for what he has done. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Thank him for what he has done. Father, we give you glory. We thank you for this week. Thank you that every blessed day, you help us to grow from grace to grace. Tonight, we have received the spirit of revival. We have been revived to go and win souls. We pray the Lord, anything it will take us to go out there and live for others, let it be established in us. Father, we ask that we will not forget this day. We will be mindful of you. We will go and do that which you have called us to do. We pray you have restored us to work for you. You have restored us to win souls for you. You have restored us, oh God, to go and preach the word. Father, every corner where there is a sinner, locate us there. Everywhere that your name has to be heard, Lord, send us there and bring all those who are lost to the saving knowledge of Christ Jesus. We thank you for what you have done. Above all, we pray everything that, Lord, we will need for us to be called sons of God in this atmosphere, release it unto us. We pray for signs and wonders to follow this word we have received today. We pray for signs and wonders to go with us, that we will be called the sons of God. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And let everybody shout an amen. Amen. Let's share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Surely.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.